Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 299. We are in the discussion on the biological special program of the epidermis. We saw already some of the important or common skin conditions related to the epidermis program. Today we are continuing with the healing phase symptoms of it. Remember well whether the right or left side of the body or both sides to be affected is determined by the biological handedness of the individual and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related. In addition to that, there can have a localized affection on the skin which is associated with the separation. I had a patient, a 10-year-old girl, who came with an itching rash only on her left arm, and that too for the last 4 months only. I could elicit the specific program like this. She had a classmate who belonged to another religious community and who used to come to school with a particular uniform dress every day. She had the delusion that she is wearing the same dress every day and she is not washing it properly because it produced a bad odor for her. She tried to avoid the physical contact with the girl who was seated on her left side. It was 4 months before that she started sitting next to her. She did not tell this to anyone until I inquired for the specific DHS of wanting to separate. Her skin got cleared within few days. Friends, it was a great revelation for me to understand that the symptoms like swelling, redness, inflammation, irritation, hypersensitivity, blisters, etc. are all occurring during the healing phase of the program of the epidermis. Even after being a medical practitioner for several years, I was not knowing that in addition to all the above, the itching is a healing symptom that made a total change in my understanding of so-called skin diseases. Thanks to GNM, thank you Dr. Hammer. Most of the skin complaints that approach us are chronic in nature. All these skin rashes occur due to persistent conflict relapses through setting on tracks that were established when the separation conflict took place for the first time. So it is the hanging healing that we see behind all chronic skin rashes. With the presence of a syndrome, meaning a concurrent active abandonment or existence conflict, the rashes may become worse. In my medical practice, after I could learn GNM, I understood that in many of the chronic skin conditions, the reason for its chronicity is the presence of the skin rash itself, acting as a fresh conflict track. No patient likes to have his or her skin to look ugly due to the presence of the rash. This itself tends to be something the person is wanting to separate. Therefore, I used to advise my patients not to look at, touch or apply anything externally to relieve the symptoms. Epidermis being hypersensitive during healing gives a sort of pleasure for the affected person by touching the part, attempting to scratch continuously. The best method to stop the sensation of itching is to stop scratching. I used to bring to the attention of the patient what Voltaire has said. He has said, "The secret of medicine is to distract the patient and allow the nature to heal itself." Today's world is full of topical application of corticosteroids or cortisones in order to suppress the inflammatory skin conditions. They never heal any skin lesion but only interrupt the healing process. Every time the person applies some external ointments on these rashes, it refreshes the DHS and makes it chronic. In addition to that, this again excites the dermis program with the attack conflict, disfigurement conflict, soiled conflict, etc. caused by the appearance of the skin itself. Tracks have a very important role to play in cases of recurring skin rashes. Whenever the person meets with the conflict tracks, there will be a recurrence of the skin rash, and that is the reason for calling them as allergies by the conventional medicine. They are often called contact eczemas or allergic contact dermatitis. The common tracks that prompt the flare-up of such eczemas can be a fruit or a vegetable, a piece of jewelry like a bracelet, a ring, necklace, watch, etc., a certain body care product like a perfume or sunscreen lotion, etc., and an animal or pet hair or dander. If the rashes appear on the palms or on the edges of the fingers or toes or on the soles of the feet, the conventional medicine calls them as dyshidrosis or dyshidrotic eczema. All of these fluid-filled small blisters are developing as part of the separation conflict-generated SBS of the epidermis only. In many cases, if the individual has a sun track, the skin rashes on the epidermis developing after exposure to sun's heat gets the name heat rashes or polymorphous light eruptions. In short, it is not the sun's heat that makes the heat rashes, but it is the separation conflict or wanting to separate that makes the heat rashes during the healing phases. Friends, we will discuss many more skin conditions that occur during the healing phase of the epidermis program during the coming days. I hope you are all benefited. Please continue listening to the Global GNM Health Tips. I am Dr. C.J. Verghese from Kerala, India.